listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. President Trump has designated an elite arm of Iran's military as a foreign terrorist organization. It's the first time the U.S. has branded a foreign government entity that way. The action against the Revolutionary Guard came at the request of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who faced a tough re-election bid today. The move was reportedly opposed by some national security officials in the Trump administration, warning Iran could target American troops and intelligence officers. In response, Iran designated U.S. Central Command, which oversees American military operations in the Middle East, as a terrorist organization. Saeed Khan is a senior lecturer in Near Eastern and Asian Studies at Wayne State University in Detroit. Saeed, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me back, Rob.
Before we get into this move from the Trump administration, can you talk about what the Revolutionary Guard is? We often describe it as an elite military unit in Iran, but it's a lot more than that, right?
It is. I mean, the IRGC carries not only paramilitary operations, but they also take the lead when it comes to Iran's various clients around the region. They're the ones that interact perhaps most closely with Hezbollah in Lebanon, ostensibly on the front line in Syria, as well as being quite active in Iraq, particularly when it came to that country's dealings with ISIS.
And practically speaking, what does this designation of this organization as a terrorist group mean?
In real terms, it probably doesn't really change the dynamics too much, except of course, it allows for Iran to once again be antagonized, provoked, perhaps. I think that might be one of the objectives that the Trump administration is trying to achieve. But also, it then also gives license to call for and to implement more and more punitive sanctions against Iran, along with, of course, the many sanctions that already are underway on the regime.
Here's how Secretary of State Mike Pompeo argued for the move.
We're doing it because the Iranian regime's use of terrorism as a tool of statecraft makes it fundamentally different from any other government. This historic step will deprive the world's leading state sponsor of terror the financial means to spread misery and death around the world.
Is it fair to say that the Iranian regime, and in particular the Revolutionary Guard, uses terrorism as a tool of statecraft, as the secretary said?
Well, I think, again, whenever we're using the word terrorism, it is oftentimes seen not in the eye of the beholder, but in the eye of the accuser. And when it comes to the tactics that the Revolutionary Guard implements, one could perhaps make the same case for that of other regimes. And as you see now in the case of Iran, having designated the U.S. military to be a terrorist organization, it almost makes the term meaningless and irrelevant because it is used so freely and cavalierly, and also because there really is no set standard when it comes to international law or international convention in not only how to use the word, but what are then the consequences of such a designation being put into place.
This came on the eve of the Israeli election, and the current prime minister there, Benjamin Netanyahu, said, hey, I requested this and the Trump administration delivered. How does that factor in the Israeli election and this Iranian designation by the White House?
Well, the White House and the State Department designation of the Revolutionary Guard is the latest in a series of steps, which it appears that the Trump administration has tried to use to burnish Prime Minister Netanyahu's candidacy in today's elections, which it seems didn't really work that well because there was no clear-cut winner. Both he and his main opponent, Gantz, are claiming victory. And it seems as though from the exit polls that Likud, Prime Minister Netanyahu's party, did not even capture the most seats in the Israeli Knesset. But it seems as though if we take a broader look at some of the various declarations that have been made of late by the Trump administration, for example, the U.S. recognizing Israel's sovereignty over the Golan Heights in southwest Syria, an area that Israel took in the 1967 Six-Day War and has held on to it despite it being regarded a violation of international law. These all seem to be ones to mollify Prime Minister Netanyahu, despite there being not only international criticism and condemnation of it, but also quite a bit of criticism from certain quarters of the U.S. government as well.
Talking to Saeed Khan, senior lecturer in Near Eastern and Asian Studies at Wayne State University in Detroit, looking at the move by the Trump administration to declare Iran's Revolutionary Guard as a terrorist organization. Saeed, reportedly some defense officials pushed back on this idea. They're worried about what happens in Iraq, where at some points Iranian-backed militia have fought against the U.S. or U.S.-backed interests. In some cases, they fought on the same side against ISIS. What does this designation potentially mean for what goes on in Iraq?
Well, I think it shows again that the situation in Iraq is very volatile. It's also very complex. And so to then go ahead and deem the Revolutionary Guard and designate it as a terrorist organization complicates many of the minute details by which this rather delicate balance is kept in place in an area as volatile as Iraq. It has certainly been shown that the Revolutionary Guard and the U.S. military were cooperating and coordinating when it came to pushing back on ISIS. So in the event that ISIS takes on a new incarnation or has a reemergence, that is not going to be an available tactic or an available alliance or relationship that is going to exist. Broadly, though, there is the danger of not just Iran, but many regimes taking this as a step by which to then label American interests directly as well as their indirect operations through other governments and other entities as being terrorist organizations. So it really sets a very dangerous precedent for the way that geopolitics is going to be moving forward.
And it seems like there's some confusion from Iraqi officials wondering if this designation applies to people who might have worked with the Revolutionary Guard, again, maybe in efforts coordinated against ISIS, against Shiite officials in Iraq who may have connections there. What does this do for internal Iraqi politics?
Well, I mean, I think it throws it into a greater level of chaos. And you're absolutely right that when it comes to the way that U.S. law is written, that lending material support to a terrorist organization is very, very dangerous. And I think the irony is that it could also apply to American entities that may have either inadvertently or intentionally been working with the Revolutionary Guard. It's unclear to see how that's going to play out. But as with many of these declarations that are made out of the White House, it usually doesn't come with an awful lot of nuance or a lot of specification as to what are the terms.
And there's been some concern from observers that this move is something that's going to unite the leadership in Iran, which is not always monolithic, but they pretty universally seem to be pushing against this move.
Just last week, Foreign Minister Javad Zarif, in fact, made a statement in which he says that the more that there is going to be an international effort, and when he meant international, he was actually being a bit diplomatic. He meant U.S. efforts to try to further demonize Iran, try to antagonize and perhaps even provoke the regime to make a misstep, which would then give license for some kind of a military strike, something which National Security Advisor John Bolton and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo are both apparently baying for it to occur, that this is going to then simply unite the people, that irrespective of the kind of perhaps frustration that the Iranian people feel because of the economic sanctions, and yes, they certainly are having an adverse impact on the economy there, that all this is going to be seen as is an external effort to yet once again meddle in, interfere in, and try to topple the political and the socioeconomic landscape of Iran. I mean, this is a country that still remembers very, very well that in 1953, the United States helped topple a democratically elected Mohammad Mossadegh, who was prime minister.
In our last few moments, Saeed, what are you watching for next now that this announcement is on the table?
Well, I think the main thing to see is beyond the rhetoric coming out of Iran, whether or not this is leading to the greater influence of people like Secretaries Pompeo and Ambassador Bolton at the National Security Advisor, that if they feel frustrated moving on in the remaining year and a half of the Trump administration, are they moving toward escalating not just the rhetoric, but other provocative actions, which may then lead to some kind of a military confrontation directly involving Iran?
We'll leave it there for now. Saeed, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Rob.
That's Saeed Khan, a senior lecturer in Near Eastern and Asian Studies at Wayne State University in Detroit. We talked to them about President Trump's designation of Iran's Revolutionary Guard as a foreign terrorist organization. What do you think about that idea? You can email us at ideas@WPR.org or share your thoughts on Twitter. We are @CentralTimeWPR.